Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. More than 19 million football fans watched Les Bleus beat Belgium in their World Cup semi-final match on television last night. TF1 reported record viewing figures as the French team beat the Red Devils 1-0 in an undramatic but solid performance by the French team. Ecstatic fans across the country watched the match live as local mairies set up big screens in town squares and restaurants and bars tuned in their televisions for people to watch the game. Samuel Umtiti's goal delivered his team a place in the final, which takes place on Sunday, the third time the French team have made it so far in the tournament. The players are having a well-deserved rest day today and will find out later this evening who they will face, England or Croatia. The MP for the Hauts-de-Seine, Thierry Solaire, has lost his parliamentary immunity after a unanimous decision taken by the Office of the National Assembly. Solaire is suspected of having committed tax fraud. It has been revealed that for the past 3 years, he has simultaneously been working as a strategic advisor while maintaining his position as an MP. A French soldier has been killed in a helicopter crash in the Ivory Coast. The accident took place during a training exercise between French and local armed forces. The commanding officer survived but is in a serious condition in hospital. As yet, the circumstances surrounding the accident remain unclear, and a full investigation has already been launched. A summit between members of NATO begins today in Brussels, amid fears that Donald Trump may create further tensions as he once again criticises European countries for not contributing enough financially to NATO operations. His comments have been particularly aimed at Germany, whom he has also suggested is too reliant on Russia for its gas imports. This summit is just a week before the US president heads to Helsinki to hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin for the first time. And finally, Brevet students awaiting their results will find out today if they achieved their grades. The majority of establishments will release their exam results, especially in Paris, Créteil, Versailles, Nantes and Montpellier. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.